Welcome to Perspectives. I'm Joan Herman. Although this year's November election ballot is relatively light, there is one issue that has divided residents in the tiny beachfront town of Gearhart. There, voters will decide whether to repeal and replace a set of restrictions on vacation rentals enacted last fall to, in part, preserve the town's quiet nature. If approved, the ballot measure would do away with limits on the number of vacation rentals allowed within the town, as well as eliminate requirements for off-street parking and 24-hour physical availability by a homeowner's representative. Proponents argue that rescinding the restrictions would, quote, assure the interests of vacation homeowners and permanent residents remain in a sustainable balance. Opponents claim that Gearhart's livability and small-town nature are at stake. With me in the studio to discuss the issue is one of Ballot Measure 4188's proponents, Joy Sigler, and ballot measure opponent, Gearhart Mayor Matt Brown. Sigler owns Pacific Crest Cottage and previously served on the Gearhart City Council. She, along with her husband Brian, and fellow Gearhart resident and Clatsop County Commissioner Sarah Nebaker, spearheaded the drive to get the initiative on the ballot. Brown, a Gearhart native, is the general manager and head golf pro at the Highlands Golf Club in Gearhart. He also is a former member and chairman of the Gearhart Planning Commission. This program was pre-recorded. Welcome to the studio, Joy and Matt.
Thank you, Joan.
Thank you, Joan. Nice to be here.
I'd like to start, Matt, by having you explain what the restrictions now in place regarding vacation rentals require.
Well, we have our current laws that have been in place for a while now, and they're working very, very well. We have a very fair and responsible cap, allowing about 280 possible nightly rentals at any given time. All vacation homeowners that previously rented can continue to rent their rentals. We've got some very common sense septic regulations per how many bedrooms are in the house. And one of the most important things is we have legal safety inspections for fire and life safety issues. So if a vacation rental, let's say, has a bedroom that has no windows or no fire escapes, our city building inspector can inspect for that. And then those have to be repaired before that rental can be rented out. And what's happened since those have passed is we've actually had an influx of full-time residents back to Gearhart. And so that's been a very welcome sign for myself, because we need full-time residents to spend money in a sustainable year-round economy. And so from my perspective, our current laws have been working very, very well, and I hope they continue.
Joy, what are your chief concerns with the city's restrictions on short-term rentals, and how would the ballot measure change them?
Well, Joan, we would not be here today if the city had created an ordinance that either sustained having 82 to 84 homes have licenses, or if they'd put a percentage cap on how many homes out of the 1,200 structures could be a vacation rental. Their own language in their ordinance intends to eradicate all short-term rentals over a period of time, to remove private property rights, and to remove your right to have anybody in your home as a short-term transient lodger, any part of your home. So we can discuss a lot of the minute details of the restrictions, so forth. Here's some humor. If the city had asked for short-term rental owners to park on the roof, they could have done that. And we wouldn't need to have done our initiative petition. But instead, they completely ignored the economic impact of removing short-term rentals.
How so? What is the economic impact?
It is so significant. I wrote a letter April 2016 to the city begging them to do an economic impact study before they initiated their restrictive, exclusive ordinance. And they did not. I have one with me right now. And there is no question that it's going to significantly hurt Gearhart businesses. And this was a professionally done economic impact statement. It's 15 pages. It was done by a man with a PhD. And we're going to make sure that this gets into the hands of every single business owner in Gearhart, so they will be fully aware of what the city's ordinance will do if it remains in place. They need to prepare for less business, less economic prosperity in their business.
Matt, would you like to respond?
I certainly would. Well, first of all, I have a copy of that economic report. It was paid for and sponsored by David Townsend, who is one of the chief financiers of this campaign out of Sacramento, California. He's a political insider and political strategist in Sacramento, California. He owns a political firm there. He paid somebody in California to have a study done, which I read it. I went through every single detail. It is very partisan at best. It is very misleading and basically incomplete at worst. And it has no effect for the amazing amount of full-time residents that have moved back to Gearhart. It has no economic study on the impact of full-time residents coming in. It's basically conclusions are in a vacuum. And it doesn't take into account that the number of rentals at Gearhart will never go to zero. It's impossible. We have zoning laws. We have an incredible R3 zone that has 200 potential rentals at any given time, and it will never go to zero. We also have a wonderful thing in our current ordinance where if somebody wants to pass their rental down to their family, they can do that through inheritance. So to say that the current laws will make the number of rentals go to zero, that's just not true. And we still have the highest amount of rentals that we've ever had in Gearhart. And so, you know, listen, if you're going to pay to have a partisan economic study done, you know, what I'd like to see is a countywide nonpartisan study done where we take into account what happens when a short-term rental is sold and a full-time resident moves back to Gearhart. Because if we want to have sustainable economy in Clatsop County with the housing crisis we have to have full-time residents. We have to have available housing. And what Joy's not saying is that when you have unlimited rentals, which is what their proposal is, it's not a cap. It is unlimited rentals, unlimited investment properties for nightly rentals in any neighborhood street. That's going to eat away at available housing. And that's the exact opposite of what we need to do in Clatsop County to have a sustainable economy. Listen, we understand
play.
Well, let me just finish this one thought. We understand that tourism comes into place, and that's a very important part of any economy in Clatsop County. We understand that. But remember, full-time people pay property taxes too. Full-time people spend money year-round in our economy, and we need that.
Joy, go ahead.
There's a statement that you made last time, Matt, and I must take exception with it. You stated that that Gearhart has the most short-term rentals ever.
That's absolutely true.
No, you need to go back 100 years to actually...
The internet wasn't around in 100 years. How could you rent nightly in 100
years? But to make that statement, you need to contain it to at least the last 5 years, last 10 years. But an umbrella statement like that is simply inaccurate and can't be verified. Gearhart was created for transient lodging. The whole place was. It was considered a resort, and it was created for a summer holiday destination. So my estimation is that out of 1,200 homes, when you only have 82 houses...
There's 1,600 dwelling units in Gearhart.
Thank you. That's even a better percentage. 1,600 dwelling units and only 82 homes.
There's not. There's 282 of those dwelling units.
What is the discrepancy? I hear the 81, 82, and then you're saying 200,
correct,
Matt.
So there's 1,600 dwelling units in Gearhart, okay? 280 of those are potential nightly rentals. And so when they bring out facts of ratios and percentages, they're taking their total amount of dwelling units and then a very small percentage of the rentals to get this small percentage. So they're saying, well, there's only this amount of rentals in Gearhart. Well, that's just not true.
But I have read in the Daily Historian that only 81 or 82 have been given licenses for short-term rentals.
That's what I'm referring to.
According to our zoning laws, anyone that lives in an R3 is legal to rent as well. And that's what folks are missing, is that the amount of nightly rentals in Gearhart will never go to zero. We have an entire zone dedicated to nightly rentals.
Okay, so
we have
the 81 or 82 is in the
R1. That's just in our R1 and R2.
And that's the least populated or largest lot
That
zone.
Is actually our resident. Yeah, that is our residential zoning.
Okay.
That is supposed to be for residential use.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, you bet.
Still, what Mayor Brown cannot answer to is my fate and the fate of many, many other homeowners in Gearhart who would like to leave their home to their children, and they are not able to rent out that structure as a short-term rental, which means they cannot come back. If they want to keep the home, they cannot come back and use it as a holiday destination. They would have to rent out that home full-time.
In order to afford it,
correct. Upkeep is expensive on the coast, and there's taxes. There's all those layers of what we do to keep our homes intact. And I don't believe that either of my children will have the kind of income to be able to just sit at a house and have it just empty, or they will not be able to use it. So that piece, that is the piece that seemed so exclusive and so limiting to just eradicate my hope and my choice, and many others as well, to be able to leave their homes to their kids and for them to be able to do that. It's callous, actually.
So I really appreciate Joy's point of view, but this doesn't get to the heart of the matter, and that's that the repeal ordinance in Measure 4188 allows unlimited rentals. Unlimited nightly rentals in any of our streets.
I'd like to answer that, Joan.
Well,
during the open enrollment, there was only 84 people who came forward to ask for a license during the open enrollment. It was approximately 2 months. So this dire apocalyptic Armageddon scenario that the no votes the opposition is proposing. We really just don't, I don't believe that's going to be the case. It's not easy to short-term rental a home. You have to arrange for cleaning. You have to arrange for on-site inspection. It's not an easy thing to do. It shouldn't be. It should not be. There should be limits to managing. We want the activity managed, not eradicated. That's what the city has done.
But if you want it managed, then why repeal all the regulations that are trying to manage it, including a responsible cap? Here's my point. Unlimited nightly rentals on any street in Gearhart with no legal safety inspections for fire and life. Think about that for a second. That's going to put lives in danger. It's going to not protect our private property rights because, you know, I don't have a right to infringe on my neighbor's private property rights. I don't have the right to build a 200-foot tower in my house so that it infringes on my neighbor's private property rights. And that's where zoning comes in, and that's what's beautiful about Gearhart. Gearhart is predominantly zoned residential. And residential zoning protects all of our private property rights, all of the community's private property rights, so that a lot of these folks that I've got to meet over the last year that have moved to Gearhart specifically because of our regulations and because we have these laws in place, they don't want to be on a street that's in the future has unlimited rentals on it. They have the right to have a residential neighborhood and a quiet neighborhood, and that's why they purchased in Gearhart. And listen, I have had the opportunity to meet so many new people that have moved into Gearhart over the last 6 months to a year. And we're talking young professionals, families are moving back to Gearhart, retired folks, all generations of people. And they're specifically moving to Gearhart because of its residential nature. And when they found out that this proposal, this measure, calls for unlimited rentals, unlimited nightly rentals with no legal safety inspections.
Doesn't the ballot measure require that the homeowners conduct a safety inspection?
Correct.
With a licensed professional inspector.
Correct. So
let me address professional that. Let me address inspector.
That. And this is where I think, and I don't know if Joy and her group just didn't read the law or missed this somehow, or I don't think they did it on purpose, but according to state law, a licensed home inspector is not legally able, according to state law, to inspect for fire and life safety issues. In fact, I have the guidelines right here for a licensed home inspector.
Well, I'd like to give Joy a chance to respond to that.
Absolutely. Let me just read this to you real quick. General exclusions. Oregon certified home inspectors are not required to report on compliance or noncompliance with codes, ordinances, statutes, regulatory requirements, or restrictions. The only person, according to state building code law, that can actually inspect for fire egress and fire escapes is our city building inspector by state law.
Joy?
Once again, what the city has done, these are all very minute idiosyncrasies.
People's lives is not minute.
That
fire escapes are
we
not minute.
We would not be here today if the city had allowed for an ongoing licensing procedure. And that is what our initiative is about. And we have full trust in the inspectors that are licensed who will report. They are bonded and licensed. They have a moral, financial, and legal responsibility to report.
They don't. They can't legally inspect for fire. They can't. This is state law. This isn't something up for debate. This is state law.
I'd like to move on. Clearly, this is a contentious issue. What is the mood in the town? It's a small town. I'm sure you know each other when you go to the grocery store. What's going on there?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been overwhelmed by all the support for a no vote. And it's something that I've never seen the community come together like this. It's been amazing. If you drive down all the city streets in Gearhart, you're going to see no signs everywhere. You're going to see hundreds of vote no signs. And it's amazing to me because people come up to me every single day and they say, you know, Matt, I appreciate that you're trying to get the facts out. I appreciate what this community is all about. And I support a no vote because I don't want unlimited nightly rentals on all of our streets.
Joy, how is this election for you?
I think the manner of a lot of people, the attitude, the posture, is very similar to what we're seeing on the national level. People who won't look at you because you have a different opinion. They won't speak to you. They won't go into your business. People in Gearhart, and I believe specifically those who are opposing my initiative, are in the camp of, if you don't agree with me, I will not speak to you. And the illustration of this was never made more clear than one of Mayor Brown's friends who called and left a very threatening message on my phone.
I don't think that's an appropriate thing to get into personal things about
call the police if I didn't give back their signs.
I don't think
it's
we
clearly
need to
a contentious issue.
It's bullying, and I could
never. But to try
never,
to get into this personal thing with,
I could
with
never
other citizens,
ever,
I just don't agree with that.
I could never call another citizen and make those statements and demands without some sort of proof. So that is an example. That is an example of what I've experienced. And I'm very sad for that because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We all want freedom. We want to be able to enjoy our properties. And along those same lines, this is really all about people in houses, just people in houses. And I believe that whether you own your home, whether you're a guest in somebody's home, whether you have rented a home, for any reason, you are obligated to obey all of our rules, all of our ordinances, so we can all live peaceably together. And it's my belief that people who come for a holiday are just as motivated to enjoy our city and obey the rules. And that's my hope. And that's what I believe. And to discriminate so strongly against those people coming to enjoy the city of Gearhart, the state park that is our beach, I think it's an exclusionist posture, and I'm very sad for that. I'm very sad for that. Gearhart is the least diverse city on the entire coast of Oregon, and I would like to see that changed. I would like to see a lot of different people come to Gearhart and enjoy Gearhart.
Least diverse because it is a fairly exclusive community?
It's exclusively white.
And vacation rentals help that because more people have access to the town?
Absolutely. We have in Oregon, we have a huge discrimination between, or a discrepancy rather, between what whites and Asians earn and blacks and Hispanics. And so consequently, 80% of all the homes in Gearhart are second homes. And that's a lot of discretionary income. And so because of this discrepancy between incomes, then the only people who are going to be able to afford to buy a home in Gearhart would be either whites or Asians in the state of Oregon. All of this is available, you know, on the internet. All these statistics are. So if it, you know, you may not be able to afford to buy a home in Gearhart for a holiday, but you can certainly come and rent a home.
So this is what I'm having a lot of trouble understanding about Joy's measure. Is Joy and David Townsend, they talk all the time about welcoming folks to Gearhart through their investment properties, okay?
I don't have investment properties yet.
But what is wrong with inviting full-time residents to move to Gearhart? And since these current laws have passed, we've had an amazing influx. We've had, from our local realtors, an estimated 80 to 90% of the homes that have been sold in Gearhart since last October have gone to full-time residents. And that is amazing. And so when folks like Joy talk about welcoming more people to the community, but they only welcome folks that come in to make a profit on some of their investment properties, I just don't get that, because you'd think you'd be welcome to full-time residents moving back to town that will spend money in the economy year-round.
I'll give you a moment in just a second, Joy. If you're just joining me, you are listening to a pre-recorded interview with representatives from both sides of the vacation rental controversy in Gearhart. Resident and small business owner Joy Sigler supports Ballot Measure 4-188. Gearhart Mayor and Golf Pro Matt Brown opposes it. On November 7th, voters there will decide whether to repeal and replace the town's restrictions on vacation rentals enacted last fall. I'm Joan Herman on Perspectives on Coast Community Radio. Matt, I did want to ask, Gearhart's property values are fairly high, and I'm just wondering, not very many folks could afford to buy a home there. Is that correct?
You know, I've seen the opposite, actually. I've seen, first of all, yes, our property values are high, and they're actually getting better with all the full-time people moving to Gearhart. But what I've found that's amazing is that people are finding homes in Gearhart that are affordable to them. And that's what's amazing to me, is that after this rental law passed, we've gotten available housing that's affordable to them. And
what does that mean?
It means exactly what I said. It's affordable
what does that
to
mean?
Them.
What does that mean? What is the value of the, what's the average value of the homes that are being sold?
You know, there's a lot of different values.
Tell me a value.
$400,000.
Is affordable?
No, it's affordable to them. And $350,000. There's homes that have sold up and down on my neighborhood street. And they're going to new families, they're going to young professionals, they're going to retired folks. And it's been affordable to them and available to them. And I'm the opposite. I'm welcoming these full-time residents to your heart. I think that if we're going to have a sustainable residential community, we have to have full-time residents. And so if Joy's measure were to pass and there were unlimited nightly rentals on any street, think about the wealthy corporations and investment property owners that would come in and snatch those properties up. And that's going to take away for more available housing. And so it's just not a sustainable formula. Unlimited rentals is just not sustainable. More full-time residents into Gearhart is sustainable. And that's why I think these laws are working very well.
That's a bit of an apocalyptic threat, Mayor Brown, which you can't really support by any kind of statistics. I would like to talk about the what is transient lodging. There's a couple of interesting definitions that do not include any kind of remuneration of services. So the city created what is transient lodging, and it goes through all of the description. And then vacation rental dwelling also is another definition. Neither of these definitions indicate that a transient lodging has any kind of remuneration of services. Does that mean that nobody can have a guest in their home? The point I'm trying to make is both definitions for vacation rental dwelling, section 1.050 under definitions, and what is transient lodging, none of those definitions say that these are people who come to your structure and will pay you a fee. That's not even in this. So the humor of this is, does that mean that anytime you have a house guest for less than 30 days, are you breaking the law? It's a fun little idiosyncrasy of how poorly the city has written their ordinance.
Okay. I'd like to shift gears a bit. And there was a story in the Daily Historian on Monday, I believe, about a number of lawn signs opposing the ballot measure being stolen. Do either of you have any idea who might have done that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, and I would just say, no matter what side of this you're on, it's important to respect people's property. It's important that we do this in a civilized manner. Joy and I can disagree on a lot of this stuff, but at the end of the day, we're friends and we're neighbors and we're part of Gearhart. And so I think we're going to encourage folks on both sides to be respectful of what's going on with other people's properties and signs and how they want to vote and what their views are. And we need to have an inclusive community.
It is important to call ODOT, and they're an office right here in Astoria that actually a real person answers the phone when you call them.
And why the Department of Transportation?
Because if you place any kind of signs on Highway 101, ODOT, that is the office that will determine whether the sign is illegally placed or not.
Oh, okay.
And then they have rules in place, and several of the signs for the no, vote no, were actually illegally placed. ODOT said they were going to pick them up, and that's their business, not mine. Signs need to be placed alongside a telephone pole or a power pole, not in between the white line and the power pole. So it's just those small little things that anybody placing signs, they should not be in the public right away. They need to be, just obey the rules. That's what it...
Okay.
Yeah.
Joy, if
yeah.
the ballot measure fails, have the initiative's proponents talked about going back to the city council and possibly trying to get a compromise ordinance enacted so that you can kind of meet them halfway?
We're not there at all. There was so many letters and so much said to please don't do what you're going to do prior. And the city leaders just decided to do what they did. So I don't see the city council presently interested in doing any kind of compromise if our initiative does fail.
Matt, if the measure passes, will the city council respect that and leave the ordinances, the new ordinances as in place without trying to
Well, we'd have no
them?
Other choice because there's a part of Joy's ordinance that says very simply that the city council will no longer be able to react to any negative consequences of any of the fallout from it passing. So we wouldn't have a choice. The only way that that law could then be changed would be to go back to a vote. So they specifically put that in there so that the council no longer has the ability to do their job as elected officials. And I think, you know, here's the thing. Since I've got elected, and prior to that when I was campaigning, I said this publicly many times, and I said it the other night at the city council meeting, and the other councilors agreed with me. We are open to talking about our short-term rental law at any time. In fact, I've invited the folks behind Measure 4188 to come to a city council meeting at any time and suggest things that would make it better for our citizens. We've been very open, and we've created a very open and honest dialogue with our citizens at our city council meetings. So far, none of them have come to a city council meeting. But I'll tell you this, no matter how this goes, I'm still going to be open to citizens coming in and telling me what their personal experiences are and what can we do to make this law better. One idea that I have that I would love to do is to form a
really
citizen
quick,
group.
Because we're out of time.
Yeah, just to form a citizen group so that they can look at the law every year and find ways to make it better for citizens.
Joan,
Joy,
the beauty,
I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, thank you. The beauty of our initiative is this, that yes, we have the restriction of the council cannot change our ordinance. If they want to enact any kind of rules, ordinances, that would apply to all homeowners, they can do that, but they cannot make any changes specifically to those license holders of short-term rentals. So that's the beauty of the difference with our ordinance.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. I want to thank my guests, Gearhart resident and local businesswoman Joyce Sigler, and Gearhart mayor and golf pro Matt Brown, who represent opposing sides of the contentious vacation rental controversy there. Thanks for coming into the studio, Joy and Matt.
Thank you, Joan. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Sigler favors ballot measure 4188, which, if approved, would repeal and replace restrictions on vacation rentals enacted last fall. Brown opposes the ballot measure, instead supporting the restrictions now in place. Voters will decide the ballot measure's fate on November 7th. Ballots will be mailed to voters on October 18th. This is Perspectives, and I'm your host, Joan Herman. Perspectives was engineered today by Joanne Rideout. The show can be heard Fridays on the stations of Coast Community Radio. You also can find show podcasts on the station's website. If you would like to contact me, send me an email to perspectives@coastradio.org. Thanks for listening.